Under attack. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russian troops are targeting Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. A gas pipeline was hit there and a battle is underway in the streets. Meanwhile, the sounds of jets, explosions, and gunfire can be heard near the capital, Kyiv.
Two huge explosions, including a massive fireball that pulsated orange in the sky for a long time. This was a fuel depot near a military base that was hit. There's still fighting going on around that base. As far as the president here goes, Zelensky, he is saying that the Ukrainians have held off the Russian invaders from Kyiv. And already it's day four of this invasion. At this point, the Russians do not control any major population centers. We have seen individual acts of heroism by Ukrainian soldiers as well as civilians, including one man who stood in front of a tank trying to block it from going in his city. Others still joining up as civilians to fight. There is a curfew here underway until Monday morning.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. American and European leaders announced restrictions Saturday on Russia's central bank and cutting some banks off from the SWIFT global financial system that will likely send Russia's ruble into freefall and lead to spiraling inflation. Former President Donald Trump criticized President Biden's handling of Russia's Vladimir Putin while speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida.
Putin is playing Biden like a drum, and it's not a pretty thing as somebody that loves our country to watch.
Republicans are now focused on taking back the House from Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. South Korea says North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea. Some experts suggest North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the U.S. into relieving sanctions. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Illinois schools are removing mask mandates.
Governor J.B. Pritzker made the announcement Friday Illinois will end its mask mandate for schools effective Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer urging people to wear masks in most indoor settings, including schools, where COVID-19 poses a low or medium risk to the general public and the local healthcare system. The new guidance currently covers more than three quarters of Illinois counties. Several legal orders and appeals now deemed moot as health department rules were allowed to expire. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Ohio's governor says he has ordered the Ohio Department of Commerce to stop the purchase and sale of Russian standard vodka as a result of the Ukraine invasion. Governor Mike DeWine explained that Russian standard vodka is the only Russian-owned distillery that sells vodka in the state. Actor Jussie Smollett files to have his conviction for staging a hate crime thrown out.
Attorneys for Jussie Smollett claim the court made a list of errors that violated his constitutional rights. So they're asking a Chicago judge to toss out his conviction for staging a hate crime or grant him a new trial. Smollett claims he was attacked by two Trump-loving homophobic men in January 2019. The jury, however, believed prosecutors, who said the Empire actor staged the attack for publicity. Smollett's set to be sentenced in 2 weeks and could get up to 15 years in prison. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Jennifer Hudson was named Entertainer of the Year at the 53rd NAACP Image Awards. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, were honored with the President's Award. and Samuel L. Jackson received the NAACP Chairman's Award for his public service. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.